We're learning more now about a security concern here in the U.S. as a result of that shooting in Pennsylvania. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green joins us live to discuss. J.J.
Sandy, as this investigation into what shooter Thomas Matthew Crook's motive was continues, they're also probing deeply to see if there are any connections between him and others and what the impact of that shooting might be. One thing that's developed that I've heard just recently from several federal law enforcement sources, they're saying they're seeing a significant increase in social media rhetoric by supporters of former President Trump blaming the media for the attack. One key source suggests that outlets take precautions to increase awareness and protect their journalists. If you saw the video of the event where Trump was being moved to a vehicle after the shooting, you saw a lot of people making obscene gestures and saying obscene things to the camera. These gestures and reading their lips, they were saying essentially F you to the media. This now, according to these sources, is showing up more and more on social media posts, so they're encouraging media outlets and political operatives of all stripes and persuasions to pay close attention to their surroundings. Sandy?
Okay, thank you, JJ. That's WTOP National Security Correspondent JJ Green with us live.